This podcast contains adult language. My number three is somebody pretty much most of the people haven't heard of, but again, for me, it's about who I listen to the most, who I feel the most. I feel it's Zero.
Say they got love for me, but I'm knowing they really hate me. Don't think me like I'ma get bro to do the hook, but if I let him do a verse, he gon' take the show. And that's a no-no, he ain't stealing my shine. But how the fuck it 35 and he's still in his prime? I ain't never been a YG. I started off as an OG in this motherfucker. And I ain't never heard what's your name, cause everybody know me in this motherfucker. It ain't just no rap. I really be where the coke be in this motherfucker. Try to rob me, bitch, I'ma shoot your lights out. I'm coke. She love the way a nigga break them down. She love the way a nigga bag them up. I got them for the low. She love me when I be putting foot in their ass, fighting words. I'ma bag them up. I never been a hoe. Did you say a pussy be leaking like a faucet? When she see me work on my one in the kitchen. King of the ghetto, what they call me because I rule this bitch. I got a big dick and I ain't scared to use this bitch. If I hit her with it too hard, I might bruise this bitch. And if I tried a bit, I couldn't lose this bitch. Bitch chose me, homie. I didn't choose this bitch. That's group that she has a brain and she uses it. Cause I'm young, black, and rich. Couple cars, couple houses. More than a couple kids on my key ring. Chicken was more than a couple nuts and more than a couple places every 15 minutes she screams. Well, if it's my Twitter page, then hell yeah, it's cool for you to follow me. But in the real world, I'll murder your ass if you're really trying to follow me. Y'all act like y'all want autographs. Yeah, I just counted $100,000 yesterday. Wish I could say it came from the rap game. Lord, please show me a better way. Even as a child, I never did smile. Seemed like I never did get to play. Now that I'm on hope, get off my phone. I'm trapping, it ain't no sex today. 6,100 square footage to get the fuck up out my business. Wanted baby bottles so much lately, I've been thinking about my kidneys. Homie, that ain't from no foe. Not even a fourth of what I pose. Everybody talking about the gray tape. Slick Rick said, what about the clear tape? You goddamn right, I'm a clear tape nigga. But when Ro rap, they gon' feel that nigga. Is that him? Yeah, that is that nigga. Couldn't recognize him cause his legs so big. Them hoes woke up from chasing paper, that's why his bread so big. It's in my blood, it's in my body, it's in my soul. Getting paper been so important since I've been on my own. Don't nobody love me in this cold world. Fuck you bitches cause the hatred I got for my old girl. It's a motherfucker, I ain't trying to view it, I ain't trying to know you. Unless you be a hustler bitch trying to come up on some overs. I'm like a male gun with a real gun. I'm so focused on my male son, might need a bell bun. Fuck you bitches, I love my features, go get it for the bars. Cannibal in these killing fields, tired of hanging on his cross. With it to Jay Fritz running the south. Rapping like mafia, like wide receivers. Cause I'll be running our route. I'm going long, it ain't no mercy for the weak. Better be strong, cause if you crucial out, it's no man shit that be going on.
See, when you have to give that kind of intro,
I mean, cause he, like I just said, it's not bullshit, it's just a lot of people haven't heard him cause he's not popular. But he's over 15 CDs in.
Hey, let me tell you something. If a nigga got 15 CDs, you know who the fuck they are. That's the reason.
He's from Texas, right? He from Texas?
Yeah, he from Texas.
Yeah, I heard him.
Yo, so anyway, let me start off and say my reasons. I think he's most known for Courage, but his CDs go hard. Like, he cracked The Life of Joseph McVay.
These are real CDs?
Yeah, and I put them up with any CD we've named so far.
He has 15 real CDs?
15 studio CDs. You want me?
How long has this nigga been rapping?
He been rapping since 98. I mean, he's been pimped by labels. So, I mean, he had a whole drug series with Rap-A-Lot. So, he had crack, cocaine, meth. Angel Dust.
That was the name of the CDs? The
name of the CDs. Name some other drugs you can do. Heroin.
LSD.
Marijuana.
Nothing. He all is with the hard drugs.
Oh,
so
shit.
Heroin. Then he had.
Shit, man.
Still coming out with CDs. Just came out with Melting the Crown. Got a ton of CDs anyway. Point is, nobody raps. He lost his mom at 6, so a lot of that is. My dad ain't never been in my life. Lost my mom at 6. I've been shuttled from house to house. So I hate everybody and everything for the most part. So he just gives you that raw. Cash was saying with DMX how he gives you that raw. You need something to work out on. Nobody gives you that raw. Like zero.
He do a lot of singing, don't he?
He does, but again, if you let me finish, when, go listen to his raps. Nobody, one is his probably most famous song is called "I Hate You, Bitch."
I love that song.
You know what I'm saying? And so
I love that.
The song is "I Hate You, Bitch," but in the lyrics, he talk about I was dating a girl, I don't have any kids, I took care of her kids, she fucked me over. Nah, I hate you, bitch. She put me in jail. Nah, I hate you, bitch. He got then he go from that. He got a song called "Joy." Just saying, thank I got so much joy. I done had a hard life, but I'm still alive. God done blessed me to make music and rap and blase this and blase that. Got a song called "I Can't Complain."
Man, 15 albums. She got a song about a lot of shit.
That's the point, though. Most of his albums are basically the same points in his life, so you know it's real. It's not. It's not like, oh, I'm gonna do this or oh, I'm gonna do that. He was singing in the first album. He was singing. The only difference is he used to rap fast at first. He was singing and rapping fast. Now he's singing rap slow. It's the only difference. But from a consistency, this is who I am. Mm-hmm. BG and Soulja Slim are probably two of the realest rap because they live their life and through their raps or whatever.
C Murder 2.
Zero lives his life. And his life is just pretty much, my life has been fucked up. So fuck everybody and keep it moving. So that's my number three, bro. And that's, again, I judge mine by who I listen to, who I feel when I listen to them.
My number three, Cash Carter's number three, is probably in most of the hip-hop world top five, which is Nas. Life's a bitch, it's in your job, that's why we puff live. I woke up early on my born day, I'm 20, it's a blessing, the essence of adolescence leaves my body down freshened. My physical frame is celebrated cause I made it, one quarter to life, some garlic like thing created, got rhymes, 365 days annual plus some, load up the mic and bust one, cuss while I fuss from my skull cause it's pain in my brain, vein, money maintained, no go against the grain, simple and plain, when I was younger this I used to do my thing hard, robbing foreigners, take their wallets, they jewels and rip their green cards, dip to the projects flashing my quick cash and got my first piece of ass, smoking blunts with hash, now it's all about cash in abundance, niggas I used to run with is richer, doing years in the hundreds, I switched my motto, instead of saying fuck tomorrow, that buck that bought a bottle could have struck the lotto, once I... Bye-bye. I guess you knew it blew a good thing, baby. Bye, baby, I guess you know why I had to leave. 7 months in your pregnancy, about to have my seed. Let's take it back some years, rewind it to the happy years. You and your Star Trek fam, I'm thinking you cats are weird. Same time, different, yeah, I was digging y'all flow. Then I tatted you on my arm so niggas would know. I thought no one could stop us. Magic gold watches. I was your Johnny Depp. You was my Janis Joplin. Yet the cute erosion. Yet I knew you personally better than you knew yourself. And I know this for certain, crib in a Dominican. We got away from everybody. You screaming at the racist cops in Miami was probably the highlight of my life. Like, hi, yo, look at my wife, gangster. Me and 20 cops about to fight. Crazy night. Build you out next morning. We yo, all I need is one mic, one beat, one stage, one nigga front, my face on the front page. Only if I had one gun, one girl and one crib, one God to show me how to do things as son did. Pure, like a cup of virgin blood, mixed with 151, one sip will make a nigga flip. Writing names on my hollow tips, plotting shit, mad violence, who I'm gon' body, this hood politics, acknowledge it. Leave bodies chopped up in garbage, seeds watch us, grow up and try to follow us, police watch us, roll up and try knocking us. One knee eyed up, could it be my time is up? With my luck, I got up. The cop shot again. Bus stop glass burst. A fiend drops his Heineken. Ricochet between the spots that I'm hiding in. Nothing on my mind but the that we with the glaze in my eye that we find when we crave dollars and cents. A fugitive with two attempts. Jakes had no trace of the face. Now they drew a print. Though I'm innocent to prove it guilty. I'ma try to get filthy. Purchase a club and start up a realty. For real, G, I'ma fulfill my dream. If I could seal my scheme, then precisely I build my cream. The first trip without the click. Sit the with the. This is it, fresh face, NY place, got a crooked eye for the jakes. I want it all, armor on bins and endless papes. God's sake, what a nigga gotta do to make a half a million without the FBI catching feelings. Nas is my number three. Nas is my number three because, man, he just, I wouldn't say consistent. Here's the thing with him. He's like Mayweather to me.
He got a lot of defense. Like, if somebody come at him, he's going to come back hard on you. Jay-Z came at him that one time. He smacked Jay-Z. But he doesn't do, album-wise, he doesn't, that his body of work on each album is not that great.
Some
of
his That's albums, what I was going to say. When you say like, consistency, album yeah,
consistency,
right up. The
Illmatic. That
was
first
amazing. Illmatic was amazing.
Illmatic was amazing.
Illmatic was too. The one with
Stillmatic. Yeah, when he came back, that's what I'm saying. That, but
in between,
the ones in between is like
I like
the
I am too.
It's like 12. It's like he has. It's like 12 songs. Think about it. Like 12 rounds. No, his songs are like 12 rounds.
He's, Illmatic was the first.
Yeah, Illmatic was the first.
I say it's after Stillmatic.
No, I am came before Stillmatic.
I am was like his third album.
Yeah, I'm saying Stillmatic like his fifth or sixth album. Yeah,
that's that comeback after Jay-Z.
Yeah, yeah.
But to me,
I'm sorry. That's what I'm thinking of. Godson was out there.
Go ahead.
Shit, man. Shit, man. It's a son of a bitch. Look. So, his albums, except Illmatic and Godson, it's like rounds. Like, he'll have 12 songs or 15 songs. He wins by song. He doesn't win by complete album. So, he'll win it by split decision.
Now, that's an excellent analogy.
You see what I'm saying?
He won't knock you out with anything.
He won't knock you out. He's not going to knock you out with his album, but he like, shit, them four songs, them five songs on this album, cool. But then he'll have some weird shit that I don't understand. See? Stuff like that.
Well, your bodyguard, what J.C. said, your bodyguard was better than yours.
Well, see, he lost that round.
Yeah.
But then when he came back with, like, that song, like, One Mic.
Yeah.
I agree.
He came. He rolled the beat on that. He went slow. Came up. That song Rewind. I don't know if y'all ever heard that one.
The gun go back in the bullet yeah. back in the gun.
The whole song goes backwards.
That was amazing.
That's what I'm saying.
That was amazing. I haven't heard nothing like that before or after.
That's and stuff like that. That's what I mean. Like he changed the dynamics of hip hop. A lot of stuff he did was iffy. When If I Rule the World came out, that was major smash, commercial smash. Good little hood song, But then, like some of his last albums was a little shaky.
That's the problem with Nas. He got, the main brother is a net to the Nas. He's not going to bowl you over, but he's going to win.
Yeah,
he's
Mayweather. He's going to do enough to win you, like, damn, I don't like this nigga album that he got. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what, he's...
I heard that double CD that had these things.
Yeah. That
was all right.
But look, it was almost.
He's right. He's a lot of hit and miss.
He had 30 some songs, and maybe only six or seven good songs on it.
Yeah.
But it's enough to win you over. Like I still rock with Nas.
He could easily be number one if he was more consistent.
There you go.
If he was consistent,
there you go.
If he was
so something like a Vince Carter, we're looking at basketball now.
Yeah.
So, Vince Carter, everybody was ogling over his talent, won the dunk contest, and was an all-star. But he never had that, I don't want to say the desire or whatever, but he never had that extra gear to make it to where Tracy McGrady was.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
So
it's people maybe not as talented as him who may be,
yeah.
in our eyes, better just because of one.
Right.
Seriously, if he had more Stillmatic or Illmatic albums,
there you go.
He could be
number one.
On everybody's
easy.
List. Cause when you hear, like you said, the wordplay on all his way he gets shit in his thinking, thought process is amazing. But the motherfucker just don't pin you down.
That's what I'm saying. He's like one of them wrestlers that once he throws you off the ring, he's celebrating like this instead of just going and pin the dude down. But he just he prolongs it and all of a sudden he sometimes I think he chooses the wrong production team or. I don't know if his beats is messed up. And
that's how his albums make you feel.
Right, yeah.
Like, something missing, I don't know what.
There you go.
What do you think is missing out of his repertoire? Like, I know you guys are kind of talking on it, but like you said, one missing component. What do you guys think?
I'll tell you this. I give a basketball now. He was like LeBron early on. He didn't have a killer instinct.
Yeah.
If he put a killer instinct in, like, I'm going to kill everybody this whole album, he'll kill him.
It's like when LeBron, remember when LeBron wore that black mask?
Yeah.
And everybody said, LeBron, he a killer now? That's like... Nas and Ether. When Nas came out with Ether and took, I know a lot of people
still
don't think Jay-Z, and Stillmatic.
That
whole he put the mask on. He like, all right, I can show you I can kill. I'm even killing my homeboys. I'm killing Mobb Deep and them.
Yeah.
I'm killing all them, everybody, Nori. I'm hitting everybody that didn't like me.
Again, before then, I wasn't in the open up music, but that's what made me start going after Stillmatic. I wasn't on with Nas and Illmatic.
Yeah, because he was New York.
He was New York. Yeah, I didn't listen to New York shit. But that's what made me go get Illmatic. That's what made me go get Godson. That's what made me go get all these other albums.
People start listening to
him. And I started listening to him like, this nigga fall off and then come back. Then fall. It's like a bungee jump. He's like a bungee cord.
Man, let me tell you something. One of the favorite lines I said, he was like, you know what I'm saying? He went back. I forgot that was exactly what I'm saying. But he, you know, his roots was from the country, South Carolina or something. He said, man, I love these country niggas. They cool, but they crazy. And basically, that's some real shit. Think about it. All the country dudes, I'm from the country too, so I know. And we all lay back, we cool, especially compared to up north. They always say that we cool. But when some shit go down, they're like, man, them country niggas crazy. Because that's what it is. So I think he's relatable. He lyrically can say it, but I just think he's inconsistent to be my number one and my number two pick.
Yeah. All right, this is Sam and D.
He came on here like a radio.
Quiet storm.
Yeah, he came on here like Buddy from the Quiet Storm.
This buddy love.
All right, this is Sam and D. And my number three is one of Camp's finest. No, I'm just playing.
The Hitman. No,
he better be.
Actually, Sam is an Atlanta legend.
He is. Yeah, he is.
But
now, Sam is for real Atlanta legend for real.
But my number three, we already talked about the man, living legend, Bun B.
Well, it's Bun B, bitch, and I'm the king of moving chickens, not them finger lickings. Sticking niggas that be tricking, you need a swift kicking. Your ass is right for the picking, now as my pocket sticking. I'm deep thinking, nickel slicking, you sick when I be clicking. Now take a look at the bigger nigga, my liquor swigger. Play a hater, ditch digger, figure my hair trigger. Give a hot one to your liver, you shiver, shake and quiver. I'm frivolous, silver nigga, get wetter than a river. For what it's worth, it's the birth of some niggas doing dirt. Fuck a first snatching off the skirt, make a pussy hurt. Mr. Master, hit the switcher faster. Then you keep a blister bastard. Fuck your sister pastor. Get the elbows for sale, yo. Brother, bet I have my mail, ho. Before I catch a murder case and go to jail, ho. Hell no, time to bail, hit the trail so we can sell more. Fucking yell, get the scale, no. Other bullet duckers can shove us out of this game. They bear the buckers, cause the cluckers, they love us. Make them glass dick suckers, shake they jelly like smokers. I hit like nunchuckers. Cause short Texas green the ruckus, just for my motherfuckers. Cookin' cheese, some crooked cheese, rockin' up water keys to get the hook with ease. Wanna bees, get on your knees, for the squeeze from the Mace K13s from here to overseas. We do what we please, don't trip as we flip. Light up a dip, I'm breaking them out from the hip to your lip. Go at that boy, skip that nigga, bud rip. With one clip, soon as the gun slip. Now I done whipped out my Pirelli, flying through your belly, and some smelly red jelly is dripping out of your belly. Surf him up like a deli, jumped on my cellular telly. Hotel it like it's going out of style. You can't see me, Marcus, so have a motherfucking sweet and a smile.
I figured you run when I pull. Triggers the guns, that triggers the guns. PA fool, a nigga named Bun, a nigga named Bun. No more sun, no more shine. Say hello to the 9 millimeter. Mommy time clock, busting them shots. When I break your ass off, something hot. Nigga steady, catch your leg to the head. I never aim for the chest. Motherfuckers, boy, bulletproof vest. So I guess when I start blasting, niggas start passing away. Dearly beloved, I had no ass gathered today. So I can lay you hoes in the line. Call you to a square, put them hands on your ass and bail on out. That's the bit of Pepsi and Bird. I take the blunt. Now surprise, surprise, I'm getting Chinese eyes. In this bitch, here's a twitch, I might claim bang, then bail and burn. Scope me now, it's the return of the trill ass niggas.
I got a letter from the government the other day. I opened and read it. It said, UGK, we've been watching your success ever since you dropped. We would have spoke a long time ago, but we thought you would have flopped. Man, you too got some to graduate to mainstream status from being too broke. From off the cuts, growing up in a town with population 50,000, only 3 high schools, but 8 sets of low income housing. Look, when you did too hard to swallow, we thought it was a fluke. When you boys came super tight, we played it cool, hand loop. Ride dirty, went go with no video. We gave a break, but this MTV award.
Billboard nomination, just took the cake. So read this letter real good and take it as a warning. We'll be watching when you sleep and when you wake up in the morning. The people that you're running with and everything you do, sincerely your sign. You know, mother, boy, ain't that a bitch.
The Trill OG.
Trill OG. We ain't got to repeat or speak much on, you know, that's my number three. So.
Good guy.
Calhoun.
My number three is Scarface.
Rehabilitated tonight. Glad to be the man's child. The world is different since he's seen it last. Out of jail, been 7 years. And he's happy that he's freaking fast. All he had was his mother's name. Now he's moving, and he's got to make a change and make it full the better. But he's back, so he's got one strike against. And he's young, plus he came up in the system. But he's smart, and he's finally making 18. And his goal's to get on top and try to stay clean. So he's calling up his homie who came up living nice. Now they dealing with the same stuff. And had that attitude that who he was with work play. And with that fucked up attitude, he killed his first man. Now it's different, he did dirt. And realized killing him is coming up, but it's still great. And can't nobody change this. It's 1994, and we up against the same shit. I never understood why. I could never see a man cry till I seen a man die. Promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police. And you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm out to black. And I could never forget my homies done for they scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, guns in the back. And I never shed tears, my heart is like a stone now. Never thought I'd live to see 21, look, I'm grown now. Never say never, they tell me all the time. Cause never means it's forever, but it's never crossed my mind. And I'll never go broke, I promise I'ma shine. Never come short on my issue, I'm on it every time. And I'll never be passive, you better give me mine. It's my money, and I want it every motherfucking dime. No, never forgot all my struggles in the past. And I could never forget how to hustle for my cash. And I will never forget how I felt when I saw Brad take that first breath. And from then, I knew I had to mask and it could.
Back on the block with the hoes. Face bar, black mittens and hoes. Don't make me relapse. Back to the block with the phone. Cause the street shit is all I know.
From the womb to the tomb, a hot pot of joy and a spoon, trying to make me 40,000 and move. Motel, star-studded, rock stars and goons. Plain clothes wanna run in my room. But nigga, guess who's been Zach? It's your boy, Baseball. Started with an 8-ball. Gotta get this cake, dog. Give niggas a break, nah. You know how the game go. Fuck you think I slang for to go against the grain? No. I'm out here in grind mode, wrapped up in a paper chase. I wanna fuck a fine hoe. Yeah, and paint the 88. Don't got...
Woof. Finish it up, man.
I'm gonna let him finish. Oh, okay. We're gonna have to talk about it, but I will say, the thing that I like about him, his storytelling's on par with Juvenile and Slick Rick, and the way he make you feel is close to Tupac. If it's not on Tupac levels, right under it, it's right over.
There you go.
And so he takes you on journeys, and he makes you feel things that most rappers, well, really, can't no rapper, maybe one other rapper can make you feel. And I'll take that differently. Tupac make you feel like you riding, he's riding with you. Scarface would depress the shit out of you.
There you go. That's what I was trying to say.
Talking about, on the one with Jay-Z, he talked about his partner committed suicide and the way he do it. And I was just sitting on the table with him, and I wish I would have talked to him. When Scarface started talking, and it get quiet, and he let us pray. Now as you journey into outer space, may the angel come and lead the way. When he start that shit, that man, he'd be like, I needed that face. I needed that one. That was going to make me through. And so I'm going to leave the rest for you, but Scarface. And he could have been my number one. He could have been my number two. But I'm going to just leave him here at number three. And it's a shame that we're doing. It's a shame that he's not getting the acclaim that he should get. Because he's not only a down south pioneer. He's one of the pioneers of rap.
Rap.
And no one should have a top five with Scarface not be on your top five. And that would make that one of the things that made me asked Digital Darren, let's start this up. Let's do a top five, because I watched the movie Top Five, which was actually a good movie.
Yeah, only one person said Scarface there.
And they did it for number six.
Nah, the lady said, no, Chris Rock actually
said Scarface. Chris Rock said, my honorable mention is Scarface.
Yeah.
But he wasn't even his top five, yeah, and I think that's ludicrous. These motherfuckers naming everybody up north, and they didn't have 3,000 or face or nobody else.
Now, 3,000, hold on, 3,000 talk.
Go I did that later.
Yeah, we're going to get it out later.
Don't you worry, I'll leave face to you.
But look where they at in that movie, though. Look where they were at.
They were in New York, so I understand.
I'm in Atlanta, and I'm gonna give Jay-Z. You gave Nas his just due.
Yeah, I understand.
And I'm not but a they big, don't, but they
different though.
We, Jay-Z we them, they don't compare to Scarface.
I didn't put them on.
Period. They don't compare to face. But I'll leave that.
Good. Rest of you. Y'all don't hit so many home runs. I just can
you
watch.
You gonna put the icing on this shit.
Number two for me, Tupac.
Right. So mandatory, my elevation, my lyrics like orientation. So you could be more familiar with the nigga you facing. We must be facing nothing better than communication. Know the damage and highly flammable like gas stations. Sorry, I left that ass waking. No more procrastination, give up the fake and get that ass shaking. I'm busting and making motherfuckers panic. Don't take your life for granted, put that ass in the dirt. You swear to fix the planet. My lyrics motivate the planet. It's similar to Reformation, but dug out. Forgive me, Janet. Who's in control? I'm activating your soul. You know the way to. Yo, 2 years ago, a friend of mine told me Alice and Crystal blows your mind. Bear witness to the dopest fucking bomb I broke. Taking off my coat, clearing my throat. I got. Back. Reminiscing on my teens, a young G. Getting paid off the dope things, fucking off cash that I make. Nigga, what's the sense of working hard if you never get to play? I'm hustling, staying out till it's dawn and coming home at 6 o'clock in the morning. Hands on my clock, eyes on the prize. Finger on the trigger when a nigga ride. Shooting craps, busting niggas off the door. Pick my money off the floor. God bless the Drake, fuck stuck on food. Drunk again, sipping on gin with a couple of friends. Say them thug life niggas be like major pimps. Sticking to the rules wasn't made to sit. And if I die, let it be. When they come for me, bury me in the G. I ain't got time for bitches. Gotta keep my mind on my motherfucking riches. Even when I die, they won't worry me. Mama don't cry, bury me in the G.
We all can say whatever. Tupac's Me Against the World, that 3-CD reign. First off, let me preface everything. Let me back up a minute. You said Juvenile name. Juvenile has a lot to offer. And he should. And we pushed this out the top 10. He got it. But Juvenile has a ton to offer. And he produced one of the best CDs ever with 400 Degrees.
Shit.
But he came back with it with Reality Check G Code. So he got a lot of good works with him. But I want to just put
even
it back.
Even Soldier Red.
I just want to spin it back. And, you know, everybody's been from the South except for Tupac. You can't have. If one person who can be considered Michael Jordan the rap, it would be Tupac or whatever. Mm-hmm. And Tupac birthed the culture of rap that you're listening to now. This is the third generation. So this Young Thug, all this may be the third generation. Tupac was the one who originally gave birth to this type of rap with the tattoos. Because Easy done did that. Gangsta shit and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Easy done did that. But Tupac took it and like Easy
Thug life.
He only God can judge me. Niggas got tattooed all over them. All eyes on me. You know what I'm saying? He took it to another level. And the difference between them and, like y'all say, with Scarface and Tupac is you could feel that shit. Tupac had you ride, think he in the car with you right now. Hey, man.
Yeah.
I'm going crazy with you. We going to do this shit together. You know what I'm saying? Fuck the world. But then he'll bring it back down. Calm down, man. Think about your mama. Dear mama. You know what I'm saying? Tupac had you goddamn riding all over this.
I hate these crackers.
I hate these crackers. It's a white man's world. Because it's a white man's world.
But was he lying?
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. 21 Gun Salute. Yeah. These little niggas named Nas, think they lying like me. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, man. I'm going to get in that later, too.
You know what I'm saying? What about Ambitious Rider? So many battlefield scars by Jimmy
and Lil. This life is a rap star. It's nothing without heart.
You know what I'm saying? Or what about I'm 165 in the city where the skinny niggas die? You know what I'm saying? Like, Pac can give you shit to go.
Tell mama, don't cry.
Exactly.
Nigga, kill me.
If I went high, I'd try to probably blow my brains out. Pac can just Pac can take it all day and night. You know what I'm saying?
Don't worry, I'm going to elaborate a little more.
Shit, me but, too. I'm going to get in on that shit.
But my number two is Tupac. Like you say, I just want to say that three album run he did, it's like Michael Jordan, when he, any three-peat Michael Jordan had, he was at tip top of game anybody could be in. So I know other people going to talk about Tupac. I apologize for stealing y'all's shine.
That's it.
Number two, Tupac.
Yeah, let me input this about Tupac. As far as rappers go and that impact, when everybody talking about how they start a movement or...
Nobody started a movement
or,
like Tupac.
Or like a revolution, that was Pac. They were trying to be like Pac because I can remember a time when I went to Cambodia and you could turn on the radio in Cambodia. You ain't hear no Biggie. You ain't hear no Jay-Z. You ain't hear no Nas. You ain't hear no DMX. You ain't hear no Outkast. You heard Tupac.
That's crazy.
In Cambodia.
Damn.
So that's the type of impact that Pac had on not only in America, but the world. And I don't think no other rapper ever had that kind
Muhammad
of impact.
Muhammad Ali, man. Muhammad Ali. Oh, I'm next. All right. I know y'all going to hate me, but again, I went off individuality at first. This one is one of the most lyrical people that ever blessed the mic. My only problem is he only had two albums. Really, he really had one album. But the second one came out after he died. It's Biggie.
Live from Bedford Stuyvesant, the loudest one. Representing BK to the fullest. Gats are bullet. Bastards ducking when Big B bucking. Chicken heads be clucking in my bathroom fucking. It ain't nothing. They know Big B handling with the Mac in the actor paneling. Bandaging MCs. Oxygen they can't breathe. Mad tricks up the sleeve. Wear boxes so my dick can breathe. Breeze through with the Q45 by my side. Lyrical high. And those that rushes, my clutches get put on crutches. Get smoked like touches from the master. Hate to blast ya, but I have to. You see, I smoke a lot. Your life is played out like
talk. When the Remy's in the system, ain't no telling. Will I fuck him, will I diss him? That's what these hoes yelling. I'm a pimp by blood, not relay Sean. Y'all still chase on, I'll replay song. Drunk off dawn, silk and gator, spitting words, make a bird till they flock. See you later, whether drunk or high, skunk or tie. Nigga play against a player, shit, slugs gon' fly. Ain't gon' lie, pimped out her SSI. Nigga, don't ask why, just respect it. She bought me the necklace, the bracelet, the benzo, she laced it. Cribbo got it, interior decorated. Now my popularity grew in each state. Now I got two in each state. Used to drink brew in each state. Now I pop bottles with models, larger steaks on larger steaks.
Oh, the world is filled with pimps and hoes. We're just talking about those I know. Yeah. The world is mine, can't you see? I'm just trying to be all I can be.
You got a gun up in your waist, please don't shoot up the place. Wow. Cause I see some ladies tonight that should be having my baby. Straight up, honey, really, I'm asking. Most of these niggas think they be macking, but they be acting. Who they attracting with that line? What's your name? What's your sign? Soon as he buy that wine, I just creep up from behind and ask you what your interests are. Who you be with? Things that make you smile. What numbers to dial? You gon' be here for a while. I'm gon' call my crew. You gon' call your crew. We can rendezvous at the bar around. Don't like asking questions. Strictly gun testing. Coke measuring. Giving pleasure in the Benzito. Hitting fannies. Spending chips at Manny's. Hope you creeps got receipts. My peeps get dirty like cleats. Run up in your crib. Wrap you in your polo sheets. Six up in your wig piece. Nigga deceased. Why? May you rest in peace with my sycamore style. More sicker than yours. 4-4 and 54 draws. As my pilot, stairs my lair. Yes, my dear, shit's official. Only the feds I fear. Here's a tissue. Stop your blood clot crying. The kids, the dog, everybody dying. No lying. So don't you get suspicious. I'm big, dangerous. You're just a little vicious. As I leave my competition. Respirator style. Climb the ladder to success. Escalator style. Hold y'all. Breath, I told y'all. Death controls y'all. Big, don't fold y'all. I spit phrases that'll thrill you. You're nobody till somebody kills you.
You're nobody till somebody kills you.
kills you. Notorious Big, when he came, my thing is, when Biggie was this big, fat, ugly dude. Think about it. Calhoun, basically. But Calhoun got straight eyes, though. Calhoun got straight eyes. Calhoun got kind eyes.
Calhoun got kind eyes. He was black as you, though.
Yeah, he was black. Yeah, he was black
as you. Yeah, my weight, he was black as you.
But
he was ugly as cat.
But the similarity
between me and... We should put you down.
Yeah, exactly. That's all I gotta say. All I gotta say, see, but the way the women were going crazy over this, if you was here, I know some of us wasn't here around that time, but what he brought lyrically, what he said in some of his rhymes was it was just incredible. I mean, when he said have your pockets like rabbit ears, I had to go pull my pockets out one day and look at it like. My pockets are like rabbit. I'm like, what the? This is what this nigga was talking about. And then the thing is, another thing what he did was like he could tell a story up there with Slick Rick. When he did that, I got a story to tell. Well, you not laughing and giggling, and when he was telling the story, they're like, okay, I visualized everything that was going on. That he said he was messing with a chick with a basketball player. He didn't know who he was. It was a CU, like some 6'5" dude. He came over to the girl house. He just went over there to bust the girl out. The basketball player came in. He didn't know what to do.
He in the closet with the pistol.
And the thing is, he didn't promote it like, oh, shit, I know what I'm going to do anyway. He said, Nick, I was scared too. He like, I asked the girl, shit, what we going to do? Like, what we going to do? So she came up with the idea. So he like, we going to come up with an idea like, I'm robbing your ass. Whatever it is. But that song,
if I die, fuck it, I want to go to hell. Because I'm a piece of shit, it ain't hard to fucking tell.
And then the song called, Juicy, though.
I was going to get to that. Because Big is the first, only artist I can remember where I was when I first heard him. I was sitting in my room, your MTV Raps come on at 12 o'clock, and they started started by saying, we have a new artist out of New York, and they played the Biggie video, Juicy. And I sat there in a daze. Like, who is this motherfucker?
Think about when he said, on the beginning of that rap, before he start rapping, what he was saying, he said, I'm making this for the people that, what did he say? Isn't that some of the realest shit that he didn't glorify a drug dealer on that song.
It was all a dream.
I used to read Word Up magazine.
Salt-N-Pepa and Heavy D up in the limousine. I Biggie was so talented. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you good.
One of the songs that showed me he was so talented was that Give Me the Loop. I thought it was two motherfuckers rapping. Oh, it was him.
But it was him, yeah.
He was both of them.
Ooh, Biggie, let me jack up, kick in the back.
Give me the loop.
You know what I'm saying? Let me do it. What about fuck the world? Don't ask me for shit.
The world.
Another song of his I love was Unbelievable. I love the beat. He could just take shit like that and just do whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm going to tell you another song. I don't know if everybody heard it. The song was Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, You Can't Stop the Rain?
You Can't Stop the Rain. He took that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, he did.
I told you. Man, I'm just ripped that motherfucker.
You got the hell out of that. And I'm going to tell you what up. Him and the Brett.
Yeah.
The West Coast, East Side.
Let me tell you, and then when he needed to get aggressive, when he hit with that, Who Shot You?
That one was rough.
He needed to get rough on somebody's ass. I'm not playing, I'm not wearing all the Versace and all this shit. Oh, I'm going back to, nigga, who shot? Oh, nigga, you talking that shit to me? Oh, nigga, who shot you then?
His lyric play was, I'm getting niggas like that. Excuse me. When he go in there, the one I remember, my first one. I probably remember was I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hand. That's the first video I remember watching. Yeah. He mush buddy. Excuse, what are your impressions with that line? What's your name? What's your size? Soon man, that's all. Wine, I just creep up from behind.
Nigga, I seen every big nigga in the world start throwing their hands up.
Man, and that one more chance.
Let me tell you something. The ad-libbing. People forget about his ad-libbing.
Rick Ross stole his ad-lib.
You hear this?
Uh-huh. Nigga made Big Boys cool. Yeah. Biggie was the first person made Big Boys cool.
Come on,
he made ugly fat. That nigga was ugly.
Then he came with the baddest chick on the block at the time. Faye was one of the baddest chicks on the block.
Fuck Faye, he was banging Lil' Kim back with Lil' Kim. Had
I forgot about. See, I ain't forgot. And look who he made. He made Lil' Kim.
He wrote all her raps.
That's what I mean. I ain't want to say that. That's what I mean by.
Yeah. He can go whatever. He talking about sucking dick. to fathom that this thing is right, to be able to wordplay this like this.
But then, on his own raps, he didn't write. So it said. I mean, that's what the... But a lot of people said that they saw Big and he didn't write his stuff down. That's where Jay-Z got it from.
Freestyle
it? They said that nigga did not write his rap. I don't know how true it is because, you know, back then...
Biggie gave you a little bit of everything. He gave you some storytelling. He gave you some... Fuck storytelling. I'm just going to out-lyric
you. That nigga said...
I'm going to out-lyric you.
That nigga said how to sell... That nigga said how to sell records like Snoop. Oops.
Before we talk about Eminem and being lyrical, Biggie was first. He did this shit in 93.
That's what I'm... Think about it.
And he did this shit at... Was it like 18?
18. 19? And that's what people forget. That nigga was 18 years old.
This was a boy that had this kind of wordplay.
And I know he's going to always be tied to Tupac and he will shit. Yeah. Tupac died at what, 25?
Yeah.
So think about it. He made like all out.
24. He died younger than about Tupac.
Biggie was young. Think about when Tupac made Brenda have him, baby. He had to be 20.
Oh, damn, you done took that out of it.
Think about it. And then All Eyes on Me had to be like 21, 22.
You know, he was 18 when he made Juice. He was 18. He said that.
He was young.
So, I mean.
Years Against the World came out. That nigga probably was like 23.
Exactly. So, I mean, and we just talking.
Yeah, I know. I got you.
It's about Biggie, but it's just to show how great those two are. Man. Because they were so young. And my number one was just that young, too. But we're going to go into that. But
that's, you know, it, Biggie.
Can I elaborate a little bit? Because he's not on my list. I just didn't put him on there.
I could say why I didn't put him on there. Same problem with Andre 3000. He don't have enough. The third CD with that compilation.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. He really only had two.
I got one nigga who don't have enough. I can't put two niggas on there.
Yeah.
So, who the one nigga for you who don't have
enough? You'll see it number one.
Okay.
You might see it number two. Oh. I'm debating it.
Okay, I'm done.
But with Biggie, man, you know, if you don't like New York shit, you gotta like Biggie.
That's what I'm
Biggie
saying.
Biggie smooth. He walk up. He smooth. When he get the flaunt on that motherfucker, man, and his wordplay and how he come with it, you gotta like Biggie. Bone and Dangerous. Ain't too many can hang with us. So we know Angel Dust. That nigga, when he get to get.
My number two. I know my number two is probably ain't even in nobody's top five, but I don't give a shit. My number two, this is kind of hard because he is in the group, and it's kind of hard to pick. Pull somebody out the group and give him such a high spot. But my number two is Suave House Own.
MJG, description of brother, and one who tends to always keep his business undercover. But still I wind up in the middle of a click. Some I heard, he heard, she heard. Should I continue to listen to the rumors, the garbage? Trick, I ain't barnin', sucker, let's start this rumble. Spring trick, you miss, I hit. MJT, count it down. 1, 2, 3 points, I gotta get across. 1, 2, make me 3, go. All suckers get stuck up in the face, trying to amaze somebody else, but they find that it don't pay. I'm gonna keep dropping tracks, smoking fat Mac, hay in the ashtray. 3 quarts put away, yak on the table, cause I'm able, I'ma keep it. Right up on the shelf, where I know that I can reach it. My mind is a weapon, cause I'm smart from the start. MJT, don't pay for the country. Coming out. I'll be obliged if you step outside, because my ride is awaiting. I dated a steak, a nightcap, we mated, awakened by smells of perfume that I inhale, and then tell how well we raise hell on the Denzel. Satin sheets, heat from your feet, keep me warm. The mood is perfected with the sound from the storm. You came stronger, I lasted longer than I've ever lasted. Your mouth was fantastic, the fuck test you passed it, the way you made a nigga laugh. Personal or business, you gotta watch who your friend. I'm thinking about hard times, free in my mind. Who in the fuck gonna be my crutch? Holding me up, helping me out, making sure that I stay in touch. Where do I sleep? Who do I turn to when I be low on my cash? Who am I down with when 50 niggas be talking about kicking my ass? Who was my friends? Who was my foes? Who do I ask when I wanna know something about something when I don't know nothing? My ignorance keeping me out in the cold. Who do I call when I'm in need of a ride in somebody else's car? How do I get from point A to B? If B is just too far, where can I get alone? Where can I use the phone? Who's gonna give me the permission to make a decision to come up within their house and live? When will I drive a beam or take my clothes to the cleaners? How can I know? Will I forever be paying my dues? Will I forever be singing the blues? Where will I find a shoulder when I be wanting to lean? Know what I mean? When I... It's on, it's on, it's on.
my yard talking shit about a bitch claiming to be the bitch's family, but they look like dirty tricks. Talking about why did I meet that hoe? Fuck that hoe, charge the hoe, break the hoe, house the hoe, buzzing inside his pimp and go. Suckers, how the fuck you think that MJG is gonna slip? Only reason you mad, cause your sister couldn't pussy with her back, breaking checks, taking pimp, nigga, mostly making money off your sister and your lady, nigga. I ain't trading. Why don't you niggas understand? I'm the pimp, she's the hoe. Now that I told you, now you know. Break that chain and let her go. Back on the track, shake that ass, make my money, make it fast. Get your head swole, bringing me check, bitch, bring me cash. Drop the panties that you starved, open your mouth, serving slob on this dick. He's the trick, use a bitch, do your job when you get up and go. Get your cheese, hit the dough, catch a cab, back to the lab. Bring my mother money, ho. Don't you ever front me with a lame lie about my back. Oh shit, look out, bitch, dump a bitch, catch a blank, yeah, ho. Now you know, I'm a pimp and I'm a clown. All upside your head, yeah, bitch, I'ma lay it down.
MJG. Oh. Description of brother. One, two, three points I got to get across. Right, one, don't two, make me three, go.
Ball, honorable mention. It was, I couldn't find a place.
Hell yeah. I don't know, man.
MJG killed.
MJG kills ball.
I'm big as a motherfucker. I don't look fat.
See, you
biased
with ball.
No, it's.
All big motherfuckers say ball.
What you mean,
Mr.
That?
Big, it ain't because of my size? Lay it down, who killed that?
MJG! Now the buzzers in my yard talking shit about a bitch, they can bleed the bitch's family, but they look like 30 tricks. Talking about why'd I meet that hoe? Fuck that hoe.
Yeah, hey, I don't know.
Suckers, what'd he say? The only reason they mad, cause they sister couldn't pussy whip. Come on, Calhoun, MJG. Rob that motherfucker. I'm sorry to steal your shine, Sammy.
MJG to me is like 3,000. With verses, I mean, the way he's up there with Bun B, if not better at times, with how he flows on the beat.
I think consistently.
Consistently and lyrically. And it's always a song that on every album where he rides the beat so perfectly that you just remember. Like on Lay It Down.
That was his murder and his renegade moment.
Yeah,
right,
yeah, yeah. Lay It Down.
And comb through my curls. Come on, man. That ball was a motherfucker.
Well, I mean, like I said, ball is under.
Nobody hating on ball, but he's not good as MJG. It's a Sam D. This is Sam D thing.
You're right. Can I say this one thing? I will say this. The thing about 8-Ball MJG, out of all the great groups that you can name, the best thing about them, boy, they like 1A, 1B. They both hit on them tracks.
Oh, so far as a group.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
Because, like, Dre and Big and,
yeah,
Bun B and Pimp C, as much as I like Pimp, Bun B lyrically killed him. And, like, Fife Dawg and Q-Tip, them niggas ain't on.
Fife Dawg was on the Starship. Q-Tip was on the bus.
Q-Tip just had a voice.
Yeah.
But 8-Ball MJG, lyrically, on that guy, Armed Robbery, man. On the other side of town, running when they got down, when they going back and forth, man, they not bullshitting.
Let's get it.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, but MJG,
MJG, like to me is Southern hip hop's finest. Like to me, he's up there with Scarface, with Bun B, and like as far as like it's hard, like you say, it's a group, so it was kind of hard how you number a group, but with UGK and 8-Ball MJG, they'll always be my top. 1 and 2. Therefore, I had to pull out the members out and rank them accordingly, but definitely the MJG number 2. I even like No More Glory was a hell of an album to me.
I like No More Glory too. On Lil Jon CD, the diamonds with MJG. Some people are killed to have a real diamond. You get with grade A in 20 years, it's still shining. Like, you can go for on the stupid verse and kill it or whatever.
The other one on with David Banner, I hate they put David Banner on there, Rick Ross, but the one that had. Well, because it was a Southern.
You everything I mean that.
You say four, we say four.
You say four, we say hope.
When he said, you say dope, we say dope. When he
I know what you're talking about.
What about with T.I. on T.I. CD? We say, I backed down a bitch posting Pippin' in her sister. She close to know, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So he always had a way. Like, he had some comedy, you know what I'm saying? He had comedy. And when it came to the pimp shit, MJG was untouchable.
Yeah.
That's a good pick, son.
Your number two, Calhoun.
This guy was gonna be my number one. I'm balanced, so I'm gonna say 1B.
Ain't no 1B, nigga. It's 2 and 1.
I'm gonna say, I'm gonna stick with my list. I'm gonna say Pop.
So many battlefield scars, while driven in plush cars. This life is a rap star. It's nothing without. Dressing the man public, my attitude was fuck it. These motherfuckers love it to be a soldier. Most men take composure at ease, though life is complicated. Only what you make it to be. And my bitch
options as a rider. The guy should watch some hot and who would go up beside her. Then I spit some game in the ear, go to the telly, ho.
Fuck you wanna be when you go up, rah rah.
Nigga, if you stupid, I wanna be a motherfucking outlaw.
That's right, nigga. Housing these hoes, you feel me?
I don't think.
You got to do that shit. Keeping it real, nigga, or what?
Keeping it real.
How old are you, nigga?
I'm 11.
Cause all I see is murder, murder, my mind state. Preoccupied with homicide, I'm trying to survive through this crime rate. Dead bodies and block parties, those unlucky bastards. Gunfire, now they require many close casts. Who can you blame? It's insane what we been through. Witnessing evil that these men do, bitches sin too. In fact, they be the reasons niggas get the bleeding. Full of fucking fire when I leave them, I should've seen them. Hostile hoes catch elbows and foes disposed of. And snitches get dealt with no love. Body bags of adversaries that I had to bury. I broke the law and they jaw all in the same flurry. But never worry, they'll remember me through history. Causing motherfuckers to bleed. They'll label me a outlaw, outlaw, outlaw. They got me knocking on heaven's door. And all my memories of seeing brothers bleed. And everybody grieves. Nobody sees, recollect your thoughts, don't get caught up in the mix, cause the media's full of dirty tricks, only God can judge me,
yeah, baby.
Only God can judge me,
only God can judge me.
And I can make it, got a body full of bullet holes laying here naked still. I can't breathe, something's evil in my IV. Cause every time I breathe, I think they're killing me. I'm having nightmares, homicidal fantasies. I wake up strangling, jangling my bed sheets. I call a nurse cause it hurts to reminisce. How did it come to this?
Y'all touch on him a lot, man, but when he got down, let me tell you something, when I'm down, and I'm broke and I'm feeling low, I put on, you got the whole head. Cause more money mean little gave me more. When he started hitting man on everything, dear sister, I'm writing letters to my nieces and my nephew, looking at my nieces and my nephew's picture, crying, you know what I'm saying? And he started going like that, man. And like you say, from all eyes on me, he think about, he was talking about Scandalous. A bitch 15 can have a nigga 35 giving up
everything.
And then he had Method Man them on there. Then he go to Me Against the World. Well, everybody can feel like it ain't easy being me.
Whew.
Everybody. Everybody can feel like Temptations. Everybody can feel like So Many Tears. I mean, when he started.
Can you get
that,
away?
What about Keep Your Head Up? Cause, I mean, it's just so much stuff that he gives you. And he hits you when you need it.
Mm.
And if you about to ride, you feeling some type of, when you got to go ride on these motherfuckers, you can ride with them. If you feeling down, you can ride with them. You had a long day at the job and these folks fucking you, you think they about to lay you off, you about to get fired, you can ride with them. If you feeling good, baby, what's your phone number? I'm going to spit a little game. You can ride with them. You understand what I'm saying? If you just in traffic and you like, fuck it, my ambitions as a rider, you can ride with them. He does not stop. And like I said about how there's only one rapper that can make you feel like Tupac make you feel. And that's Tupac. He's the only one who can do that. And like you say, you're talking about he wasn't radical. He was a libertarian mind. He was all about black power and freedom and about equality. He was about just, this nigga stood for something. Everyone's talking about Thug Life, but if you listen to him break that down, it ain't about robbing and killing nothing. It's about being rebellious to the government and the setup. That's all that's about. And he rapped that way, fearless, comes to mind when you talk about Tupac.
Without a piece of it.
I mean, he go hard. I salute him. I much respect to him. I miss him. The rap game need him bad. There's only a few people that's ever walked this earth that had the kind of power like he had. Most of them were revolutionaries. Yeah. And he had that in him.
Oh, he was a revolutionary.
And he put that on a track for you to listen to. So I gotta go Tupac.
So drum roll, it's time for everybody number one draft pick, number one there, everybody getting geeked up or whatever. I guess it's time for me to start. Everybody, this done led up to this. My best ever. Brad Jordan, Scarface, man.
And more importantly, it's influencing our minors and destroying our communities. Officials say he's a lord of underground rap. Him and his music must be stopped.
We got this whole motherfucker on the mission. Now the whole entire world has got to try to come up with a quick decision. They claim we threats to society. And now they're calling on the government to try to make somebody quiet. For the bullshit they done to me. Gangsta Nip Spice warned that Tupac never gave a gun to me. So gangsta rap ain't done shit for that. I've even seen white folks from River Oaks go get to get. So why you trying to kick some dust up? America's always been known for blaming us niggas while they fuck us. And we were always considered evil. Now they're trying to bust our only code of communicating with our people. Let's keep the game from a...
And I was raised with that G-code embedded in my blood. And I would rather die than tell it on a nigga from my hood. Or tell it on a motherfucker, period. I take the code to the game that's serious. The streets got rules, it's certain shit you don't do. Like saying it was me when you knowing that it was you. It's not defamation if what I'm saying is true. Pick the fight, got beat, that his pussy is trying to sue. Bitch, you knowing what the outcome was. Fuck with one, fuck with all, we were bound by blood. Not the blood of the gang, but the blood of James. If out of love for this nigga, we pump slugs and frames. That's the type of dude you're listening to. Talk to you for a minute, then I'm tripping with you. And since you want it with me, I'll position them goons. They carry out the...
footsteps. I'ma take another fake, I ain't been took yet. So many hunters dying, faces to the concrete. Although you try to take me out to die one bit of the heart, boy, how dare you try to sucker me? And I'ma teach you when your boy is not to fuck with me. Rolled out the back door, looking for the boss man. I watch him bleeding, pour his blood in a saucepan. He's in his Cadillac, staring at my front door. I stuck behind it, pull my guns in, what you front for? He says, I'm sorry, act don't kill me, I was joking, Griff. That's why your boys are on my balcony and they're frozen still. The boy was shocked, broke the cops. He looked at me, said, you're a goner. Of course you shot and killed the boys who were in my corner. Put back the hammer, put my gun up almost point blank. Shot at his gun, he's in the pocket, took the boys back. Got off the Cadillac, the copper, he said, stop it, freeze. I ain't my pistol for...
my four-cornered room, staring at candle.
But that shit is on? Let me drop some shit like this here.
At night I can't sleep, I toss and turn. Candlesticks in the dark, visions of bodies being burned. Four walls just staring at a nigga. I'm paranoid, sleeping with my finger on the trigger. My mother's always stressing I ain't living right. But I ain't going out without a fight. See, every time my eyes close, I start sweating and blood starts coming out my nose. It's somebody watching the act. But I don't know who it is, so I'm watching my back. I can see him when I'm deep in the covers. When I awake, I don't see the motherfucker. He owns a black hat like I own. A black suit and a cane like my own. Some might say take a chill, B. But fuck that shit. There's a nigga trying to kill me. I'm popping in the clip.
Oh, yeah.
He take it up with the suicide note. He was playing when he was saying he were ready.
That's what I'm talking about.
Then he come back and say... a girl, she'll leave with a bigger day bankroll. She gone. You know what I'm saying? Scarface give you
the... oh, that shit. The one with... oh, with Trace.
Man, Scarface just got so much shit he says, man. And the trend for everybody we talking about is like, most of these people have 5, 6 CDs, 6 CDs total. And we talking about really 2 or 3 CDs where they ran. Right. Scarface probably has 8 CDs that we can talk about out of 12. So he had a couple of 35... 20 rebound seasons, but he averaged like 29-15. And so when you can keep that type of consistency going, content, quality, and consistency, nobody touches Scarface. I'm talking about I can go to Last of a Dying Breed, The Untouchable, The Fix, Made. Y'all don't even know Emeritus. Emeritus, where he snapped on that. The last one that came out, so much gold everywhere on there. Just Scarface number one. I can't say no more. And then... I haven't even said his work with the Ghetto Boys.
I just expound on a little bit. He have a song with Ice Cube. Ice Cube didn't kill him. Ice Cube's killing it. He have a song with Tupac. Tupac didn't kill him. He did a song with Jay-Z. Jay-Z don't kill him. He did a song with Kanye. He killed him. He did a song with Freeway. He killed him.
He did a song with Nas, that hip hop with DJ Khaled. He killed him.
Scarface is nothing to fuck with. Period.
He did a song with Lil Wayne. Killed Lil Wayne.
When Lil Wayne was killing.
Yup. I missed that.
On Emeritus.
So the thing you can say, Scarface.
Kill Ross, too.
Oh.
The blessing in disguise.
Oh, yeah.
So, damn. Yeah. That's a hell of a
number. And the thing about Faith, I add one more thing. The respect he got in the game. Everybody respects. It's no like, oh man, forget him. He from the South. All up north, West Coast dude, up north, Midwest, they all respect Faith.
Now we're talking everybody. About people who changed the game.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And he's a game
changer. He's a game changer.
Yeah. Okay.
Speaking of the game changer, one of the biggest game changers in the thing, in the hip hop. Close, that's my North Carolina guy. If we had 10, that was my number 11. Change the game. I don't remember dudes, unless they're rock and roller skaters, really rocking a lot of tattoos. I don't remember guys wearing bandanas backwards. I don't remember nobody doing that. I don't remember people hollering about they thugs until Tupac started saying that stuff. And that's my number one.
Lord, I lost so many pigs and shed so many tears. Now that I'm struggling in this business by any means, label me greedy, getting green, but seldom seen. And fuck the world, cause I'm cursed. I'm having visions of leaving here in the hearse. God, can you feel me? Take me away from all the pressure and all the pain. Show me some happiness again. I'm going blind. I spend my time in the cell. Ain't living well. I know my destiny is hell. What did I fail? My life is in denial. And when I die, baptized in eternal fire, shed so many tears. Lord, I suffered through the years and shed so many tears. That's a kilo. I need money in the major way. Time to fuck my B.I. You other motherfuckers calling. But me and my motherfucking thug niggas, we straight balling. It's the part where y'all all go. Straight balling. 55 nigga, do nothing. Police right behind. They can't see me.
My niggas look mad. Right. Y'all supposed to be happy on the street. Y'all niggas look like y'all wanted me to stay in jail.
Picture me rolling in my 500 Benz. I got no love for these niggas. There's no need to be friends. They got me under surveillance. I swear somebody can tell them. No, this dude being sold. But I ain't the one selling. Don't want to be another number. I got a fucking gang of beat to keep you going under. The federalists want to see me dead. Niggas put rifles on my head. Now I got two rock bottles by my bed. I feed them lead. Now I'm released. How will I live? Will God forgive me for all the dirt a nigga did? To feed kids. One life to live. It's so hard to be positive. When niggas shooting at your crib. Mama, I'm still thugging. The world is a war zone. My homies is inmates, and most of them dead grown. Full grown, following your man. Just seeming on ways to put some greed inside the palms of my empty hands. Yeah, nigga, time to ride. Grab your bulletproof vest, nigga, just gonna be alive. Now, me and Quick finna show you niggas what it's like on this side. The real side. Now, these riders gonna be some real motherfuckers, and it's gonna be some pussy. Now, the real niggas gonna be the ones with money and bitches. The pussy's gonna be the niggas on the floor bleeding. Now, everybody keep your eyes on the prize, cause the ride get tricky. So, you got some niggas on your side that say they're your friends, but in real life, they're your enemies. Then, you got some motherfuckers that say they're your enemies, but in real life, they eyes is on your money. The enemies that say true, but in real life, them niggas are being snitches. It's a dirty game, y'all. Y'all got to be careful about who you fuck with and who you don't fuck with. Cause the shit get wild, y'all. Keep your mind on your riches, baby. Keep your mind on your riches. 911, it's an emergency. Y'all tried to murder me from hood to the birds. Every one of you niggas heard of me, shit. I'm legendary, nigga. Scary and paralyzed. Nothing more I despise than a liar. Count out. My mama told me when I...
Nigga, that had a nose ring. Tupac with no nose ring. That's 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz, my number 12. Nah, but another thing is, we saw the thing about Tupac, we saw his whole life. That's what made him more believable than any other rapper that we believe in. Because we like, okay, shit, this nigga really is. He ain't never really get locked. Think about it. In his songs before that, he never talked about getting locked up. He always talked about, I'm trapped, Brenda's got a baby, all this. When that nigga start getting locked up, then the nigga, he start talking about like getting locked up. He's talking about niggas trying to rob me. I ain't scared to die. I don't want to die. You see what I'm saying? Is the he would talk about, I'm not scared to die, but I'm not a nigga that want to die. I want everybody to live. I want black people to rise up. I need, matter of fact, he was like, everybody rise up. A lot of stuff that he was saying.
He was fighting the establishment.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying.
Mr. Bob, though, you're too old to understand the way the game's sold. You know what I'm saying? So,
man, I mean,
I ain't mad at you.
Oh, I ain't mad at you. Oh, my God. It's a, look, even his first single, the first single that I ever heard him on was same song, Danger Underground.
Oh, he even, he used to ride around when I hang around with the underground. Girl used to frown. Damn, when I come around, harass me. Harass me when you... Harass me, not ask me if they can kiss me.
He said, get the fame. People change. Want a different lifestyle. That nigga was rapping some real shit.
Thank God great that was. That was in like that, 89 that and we know it now.
That nigga was 17.
That
was on that movie.
Yo, that was
that nigga 17 talking about get the fame. People change.
I said two songs that we mentioned that was nice. You don't really get a lot of light Tupac songs. Yeah. He always come. But that, I Get Around. That good. And the one, I'm going to tell you with John B.
Oh, are you still down? Then another, one of my favorite songs, A Letter to My Unborn. Oh, that nigga, listen to what he's saying. If people really listen to what he's saying, I don't want to have a kid to grow up in this fucked up world. But if you do grow up, you need to start doing this. If you are born, you need to start doing this shit. You need to start doing this. Watch your back. If you listen to the end of the song when he's talking, because Tupac was one of the people who used to talk at the end of his songs. There wasn't a lot of niggas doing that shit. He'd be talking and, you know, sometimes it'd be raps. But he'll tell you what to do. He like, watch your back. Watch out for the police. Keep your head up. Watch this shit.
All his songs touch a certain way. But I remember before my mom died, I let her listen to that song. She had this no rap policy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I let her listen to it. She liked it. And it was a good 2-3 years after she died. I couldn't play that song.
Man, that song right there. Man, if you don't feel that song, you don't have love for your mother. I'm sorry. You hear me? If you don't have no, huh?
You Eminem.
Well, yeah, we're Eminem. But look, let me tell you something. Let me tell you a few folks that would not be here if Tupac was still living. They would have no rap careers at all.
You can say more than a few.
I know. I'm just gonna give a name. Just name a few that made a lot of money off of them. Master P and all them. When that nigga died, they was talking about thugs and all that shit. There was
Master P told Tupac whole swag as much as he could.
Shit, the whole no
he sold it. Yeah, that's what I'm all of all, so all think about that.
Mystical did, but like,
no, not the whole. But you know, see, all
those Miller boys.
Man. I was saying them because they was around a little bit when we because Ice Cream Man came out in '95. They had their own
sound like but he said, but like he was talking about I'm a thug. They was doing that. I'm a thug.
The way the Tupac riders, they literally bit off all out of me, man.
Come on, man. And then it's just so much that he did for outside of hip hop.
Yeah.
The influence that he had, man, come on.
He's rap ambassador.
Yeah, so that's my number one, man. I could go on for days about that, but that's my number one.
Okay, my number one, I bet it's probably nobody's number one, but it's my number one. Influential to me.
Lady Rage.
I knew it.
So-So Def. No, I'm just...
No. Oh, if you want to scream out a name from So-So Def, Bow Wow?
Tree Cross.
Jermaine Dupri. The boss is still Darren Chichi.
I'm going to just start this off, and let me see if anybody can finish it. It all started with a...
Pimp C, bitch. So what the fuck is up? Oh, so good.
You going Pimp C, your number one? You goddamn right. Pimp C, my number one. Pimp C? All started with a Pimp C, so what the fuck is up? Oh, something good. He's about my motherfucking cut. Cause I do my way, I wanna fuck with a trail nigga. From the trail killer with a steel trigger. Playing all the real killers. Pop, pop, motherfucker, there you go. I'ma bust him on your ass if you don't ease up on me, home. Cause trail niggas don't carry no sugar in their nutsack. Kick fat ball and a trigger in their you gon' give me my money, but you don't hear me though. But I bet you hear me when I feed you with bullet holes. P.A. nigga, drill ass nigga. How you figure you can put me down, nigga? Mr. Big Man, Mr. Big Time. Give me what's mine instead of fine car. For a bitch named Sunshine. Give me what's mine, give me what's mine. Fucking number stores.
Left all them old busted assholes alone. I'm talking about smoking hydroponic, now we're talking about loans. Deep like alligators, diamonds, rocks, and gold. I knew a bitch was body, but she took off the clothes. I be riding, barring, barring, cooking top-notch hoes. Smoking hydroponic, now we're talking about loans. Deep like alligators, diamonds, rocks, and gold. I knew a bitch was body, but she took off the clothes. I be riding, barring, barring, cooking top-notch hoes. The alligator shoes with the belts to match. I'm smoking on the finest, the California blood. Hope they wanna fuck me, even know they know it's a drug. In this game ain't no love. Cooking what on my spot. They say they down with my team, but they just making the pot. You can ask, you are right. We ain't scared of no war. We smoke Illuminati bar and bust a steam in your car. Have we made for your house? We ain't born your spot. If we get that bitch, we buy them, put our dick in the mouth. I'm big women in the side. I'm a gorilla in the sea. I bust my AK through your bourbon and blow your back out your seat. These niggas pulling jack moves. Give it up, move. My young niggas soft off, but we left them in a blood pool. How the fuck you gonna switch like I'm some kind of girl? Bitch, I'm a soldier like Malcolm P. We put that thing in your world. Yeah, bitch, I'm about that drama. No question mark for time or time. You can ask that boy too short, or you can even ask my mom. We bout that bang bang. Bet that thing on bang bang. Take my young ass look. Deep in the game, and I'm addicted to shame. Young nigga up in the street, and his career is cocaine. Now I'm just deep in the game, and I'm addicted to shame. My bitch a choose it, lover never fuck without a rubber. Never in the sheets like it on top of the cover. Money on the dresser, drive a compressor. Top notch hoes get the most, not the lesser. Trash like the fuck for $40 in the club. Fucking up the game, bitch it gets no love. She be cross country giving all that she got. A thousand a pop, I'm pulling billets off the lot. I smashed up the gray one, bought me a red. Every time we hit the parking lot, we turn head. Some hoes wanna choose, but the bitch is too scary. Your bitch chose me, you ain't a pimp, you a fairy. Smoking hot, going up, keep it lean up in my cup. All my car got leather and wood in my hood, we call it buff. Everybody wanna ball, holla at brawls at the mall. Be up, about to ball, nigga, I can't fuck a job. If I wasn't rapping, baby, I was still be by Mercedes. Coming down and sipping daily, no records that why they pay me. Now what y'all know about them Texas boys? Coming down to candy toys, smoking weed.
Pimp C, like I said, it ain't about the lyrics. It's all about how, the passion and the delivery and the type of music he made. Like Pimp C said, the most, to me, damn.
You're going to laugh. I want to pick up on that point. You're going to laugh.
Pimp C said, the, I want
to Trill, that's the word.
Trill, and the statement was, to me, was as big as when Andre said, the South got something to say. To me, was Pimp C said, "Fuck hip hop.
We country rap.
We country rap to him.
Yeah.
So he ain't even trying to even get into this whole umbrella of what New York hip hop is and what Southern hip hop, West Coast. He said country rap to him. Pimp C was a country dude that embraced what he was good at. He didn't care what, you know what I'm saying, what everybody else was doing. His sound was his sound.
And he didn't even want to do that song with Jay-Z.
Nah, he didn't.
Yeah, he was rebellious. He was rebellious. He said that shit. Yeah.
He said that shit, son. Nah, he didn't want to fuck with them niggas.
And, like, the man wore so many hats. Like, he did the comments. Pimp C did the chorus. Mm-hmm. He did the production. Yeah. So the whole UGK sound was, you know what I'm saying, much credit to Pimp C.
We did our UGK podcast recently. Go back and listen to that if you can. That was a really good podcast, good word sound. We were looking at it and on, like, every CD, if they, let's say all the studio CDs was 100 songs, Pimp C probably produced 80 of them, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it goes to speech to his greatness. I want to stick on Pimp C because I want to, he was so matter of fact that he reminded me of Tupac. Like, when Tupac died, he was very matter of fact in who he fought with and who he didn't fought with. He like that faggot. He like, all Southern rappers need to come together. They trying to hold us down. Now, his goal wasn't to be like Tupac and bring the whole black community down. But he wanted to make sure that all these young black boys who wanted to rap could work together and make money and not let these white people take all the money from.
True.
So I thought Pimp C was to his degree, an activist in a way. You know what I'm saying? I think it was on his level. Like, I'm not trying to save the world. I'm just trying to make sure these country rap tune boys are taken care of. You know what I'm saying?
And then, like, another thing was at a time where New York was king. Like, everybody had to kiss ass or, you know what I'm saying, pay homage to New York. Pimp C said, fuck New York.
You gonna smell my cologne.
Pimp C, I mean, like, everything, like, you know what I'm saying? This was back when you wouldn't even see 8-Ball, you wouldn't see UGK, 8-Ball, MJG on Rap City, or, you know what I'm saying? None of that stuff. Oh,
that's right. This
we didn't get no love. Scarface would be the only one on Rap City.
Yeah. We wasn't saying nobody. If.
So, that was just so New York.
That's why they fuck with New York.
With me being from the South, Pimp C was it. You know what I'm saying? So the greatest group ever to me was UGK, and therefore Pimp C was one half
of the
greatest group of me. So that's my number one.
I'll elaborate a little bit. When I used to listen to UGK until I got a little older and I started listening to like lyrical part of it, Pimp C was my favorite. His delivery and his sound. No one else is like that.
He's unique. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like,
when you hear his voice, you know
he's truly one of the time. And it's hard to even, like, what you call it, try? Catalytica. He tried to.
Crit
try.
Oh, yeah. But it clown like Lil Flip who tried. Yeah, can't nobody be the pimp.
Lil Flip. Pimp is tough, man. Pimp in that break him off with Master P in the murder. Pimp C tough, man. You're right. I would not have him or MJG, but they. Can't say nothing.
I mean, the perfect Pimp C verse is what on Jay-Z said. Like, he probably had the worst lyrics out, but when he came in smoking out,
throwing up,
keeping lean up in my cup.
That's what I'm saying. Let me tell you, every time that song plays, people wait for Pimp C. Like, cut.
Nobody say Pimp C had the best lyrics on there, but everybody say he had the best verse on the song. You know what I'm saying?
He was the most influential because, like, when you look at Biggie with Bone, he started rapping like them. When you look at Pimp C on that, Jay-Z started rapping like him. He wasn't rapping like Bun. He was rapping like Pimp.
Yeah.
So that says a lot about it. That's a good pick, son.
And he got some great interviews. Go back and listen to some Pimp interviews.
Amazing. But that's why I get the activist part from, like,
that's why,
like, he was so matter of fact with that shit, man. Like,
man, oh, when he was talking about, y'all ain't selling quotas. Y'all quit lying to them people. Y'all ain't selling them. See what I'm saying?
He said, we own the war and we don't get it for them.
That's what I'm saying. See? But that's what I'm saying. He wasn't. The thing is. But when he was saying,
"Be gay," you right here, letting boy bust up your back.
See what I'm saying? Yeah. But my thing was, he wasn't against rappers talking about that. He was like, "Quit lying to these people, saying that we doing that because we ain't making that." So it's not like he was against anybody in the A. It's not like he was battling every other rapper. He was like, "Man, look, if we're gonna rap about this shit, let's be real about this shit. Let's talk about the shit that we really do." And we talk about it. And don't tell them, don't be lying to these folks talking about 17.5.
In the interview, you say, like, yeah, y'all niggas selling dope, but you damn sure like 70 for 17.5.
That's what I'm saying. You know so he's not against them. He's like, man, quit lying to these folks like this. This is us. We don't exaggerate in our raps. We tell, well, country boy talk. That's what we do. We talk real shit.
That's a hell of a one, Sam. Good. That's a good one, Sam. MJG, you can't lie about him. My turn?
Yeah.
Well, you're right. It was one guy say this ain't hip hop, it's country rap tune. But there was one guy that was more influential than that, especially coming to the South. I think it was 94 or 95. If y'all watched that, I remember watching that Source Award late night on Channel 36. And they had booed everybody who was in New York.
Mm-hmm.
They booed Snoop. And Snoop said, y'all ain't got no love for Death Row. They had booed Jermaine Dupri.
They should have been Jermaine Dupri.
Nah, because at the time, the brat had that song, Word Up.
Hey!
And she killed it everywhere else. Ooh. They booed anybody who wasn't. And I remember it was this quiet guy in this group that said, I just want to say something just like this here. Big Boy had said, hey, we in New York in the house. Hey, New York, thank you, New York. Dre said, so I got something to say, and that's all I got to say. And walked off the stage. You want to talk about influential. You want to talk about for the South, this is the guy who put the South on the goddamn map. When nobody gave a shit about the South, and he didn't give a shit about them, and kept making Southern playlists of Cadillac, you know, music before Cadillac and all that. When he got down, get up, get out, and get some. When you want to crumble some herbs. When you want to talk about who to who, and Master P stole it a few years after that.
Birthday bash.
But when he got down with Zone Martin, he told you how all the players came from far and wide wearing afros and braids. You talk about a guy who lyrically is second to none. And what I love about him is more than anything, his originality, his realness. Like he was saying with Pimp C. He never faltered. He never talked about killing the dope and all that stuff. He stayed true to who he is in every rap verse he do. He never was talking about riding and jail and all that stuff. He stayed true to who he is. I mean, take ATMs.
The Pope and his folks got us under the scope, but for unknown reason, because we don't sell dope.
And that, you know what I mean? When he Eric with these old ghetto poems, searching up, and what about Akumina when he got there? My mind wants to dance the wind.
Me, Andre, me, this is twin. Andre.
Aliens can blend right on in with your kin. Look again, because I swear I spot one every now and then. And then he tell you about Susan Screw. Had a partner named
Sasha.
Come on. I remember her number like a slumber. When her too, yeah, they threw a slumber party, but you cannot call it that because it was slumber. And then he go into he talk about Earth. Remember the next song?
Bust a nut on the face with no respect like it done.
Come on, man. And then he told you again, these white folks don't give a shit until your son is on it. You can't hide it. Rehab too crowded. You scared? They scared? They scared? They scared
to talk about it.
Man, he do not play. Period. And then you want to take him on whatever from the John Legend. I'm ready to go right now. Hey, you take all that. He just does not. He take any feature. He kill it. You take any verse, you all say the best. There is not one bad verse. You go through, he got a song with Khalees. There is not one bad verse. He got a song with the gay boy. There is not one bad verse. He does not play.
And he has a song with DJ Unk in this.
And it's not a bad. He got a song, throw them D's on that bitch.
Let me just one thing real quick. It's like when the thing with Andre 3000, when everybody's going some way, he'll come back and chop a head off and like make y'all think about something else. When he said every nigga with dreads ain't down for the cause, think about it. Remember when everybody wearing dreads and they're like, oh shit, they smart. When everybody was doing that shit, cut that shit off. When everybody wearing them long t-shirt like nightgowns, he came up, made another rhyme about it, cut that shit off. Like, he will cut the shit off.
And you got an old school, throw them D's off of it. Yeah, you messing up the value.
He's not playing
with the out of this world.
There you go. Now you see what
alien. He do not.
See, that's what I mean. He chops the head off of what society thinks is cool and everything at that time. He like, hold on. Think about it this way. This ain't really what you see. It's different from.
And then let's bring it forward. This is why he's 3,000. This is a year he's in. Yeah,
true.
I just found out, honestly, last year what vibrating was about. That song, vibrate,
what are you talking about?
Masturbate. My masturbate.
Hey, I gotta go back and listen to that.
I'm telling you, it's 3,000. You listen to a lyric and you'll just get it. That was 12 years ago. That's what I'm talking about. Vibrate is a song about masturbation. You think about
Prince. He like a Prince.
Think about Valentine's when he like happy Valentine. Then he switched to fuck that Valentine's Day. What about Prototype? Now we can talk about these songs.
Roses. Oh my God.
Can I say something? We're talking about rap here.
No. We're talking about an artist.
This podcast theme is who's the best rapper.
This goes into it. I'm telling you, I'm showing you his creativity, his wordplay, how his mind goes. When he tell you, if you're going to, are there any more real women around, you're going to have to go to a museum to see him.
Damn.
This guy does not play, man, at all.
Think about it now. Look at the women nowadays.
It's just two dope boys in the Cadillac.
Man, let me tell you, one of my favorite songs, all-time songs, y'all may not like it, and it goes with what you're saying, even on, if he's talking about bad activity, or the song is talking about bad activity, he will switch it up. Benz or Beamers. He's talking about bad activity, but look what he's saying. He's like, man, I don't think we're doing the right thing. Exactly. Why are we stealing it? Why are we doing this shit, man? We're going to get caught. So even on the song when the plot is bad, he's making you think like, man,
what about
in due time?
Ooh.
When he say, the AIDS is, they got a cure for AIDS, but yet it classified. And who said that men are not supposed to cry? The same nigga that said good people are not supposed to die. They give you milk and cheese to pacify. Right. Come on, man.
What about as an outcast I was born, wasn't warned of the harm that would come to meet me like the life, but my life done sent me through a lot of ups and downs like it ain't nothing. Like elevators, but I ain't the one that's pushing the buttons. I got off at the 13th floor. When they told me that it wasn't one, they said it's good from 12 to 14. Am I smoking? Am I drinking? No, I'm sitting on the Lincoln 4 a.m. thinking. And in reality, the world is like a ball full of players. We trapped up in this maze with walls made of layers. And only prayer is the smartest game that you can have.
Y'all, I was gonna get
there and
get the clapping on it.
It's a ball. I'm about to say, get the beat up. Get the beat on.
Only thing we threw was William Wayne.
Listen. Man, y'all understand what
listen,
he's saying?
Listen, man. When he start with these Oghetto Poems, when he start going, man, just nobody can touch him. And he stayed true to his originality. He was on the song, most people don't know, is that 30 remix that Jay-Z had.
That 30-something remix.
Jay-Z had a remix.
Yeah, he did.
Ice Cube.
And 3,000.
And 3,000 killed everybody but him. He had the song with Devin the Dude. Remember that? He was talking about they still in music. This guy and this girl came up to him and said,
"What a job is he? What a job is he? Man. We smoke ice on vampires.
Oh, like, even on the car.
Like, what would you like if I came and took a piece of your corn off the car?
And he was talking about taking.
Talking about download. Digital download. I know they won't miss it. But they won't pay me a visit. You know what I'm saying? Yo, he kill it.
Listen, man. You can't. His lyrics and wordplay. His mind. Man. The way his think. Literally.
Yeah,
I've been listening to some of his shit today. And we'll be like, that's what the fuck he was saying?
Man,
again, we talk about motherfuckers who was 18, 19 doing it. This was a boy who was in Tri-State High School doing this. He was in high school when that shit started.
In high school, you like, now playing these bitches is my favorite spoke. And they have no name when they be calling your name in the coat. Oh.
No, not me. And she said, about 2 weeks later, she called me with some bullshit. Talking about a period. Like, guess what I did?
Click. No, I can't be me.
No, man. I can't disagree. I mean,
and I don't think the reason why
can I say something.
We don't these guys who we just named do not get the national acclaim that they should be getting.
Can I say something real quick about 3000 and about this because we're about to wrap up? You've talked about this offline, and I'm always against you with the 3000 talk. Always, cause I say he don't have enough quality. I went back in my mind while you were saying it, play. He don't need enough. He's the exception to the rule. Fuck it, 3,000 the man.
My man! I knew I could do it! I knew it! You hear it from Digital Darren himself! I knew it! Yes!
Now he's the best rapper ever. He's the best rapper ever.
He's the best rapper ever, man. DigitalDarren.com. Thank y'all for listening. Go back and check iTunes. Check us on Stitcher.
Can we do R&B next time?
DigitalDarren.com. Make sure to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.
Now playing these bitches is my favorite sport, but ain't no gang when they be calling your name in the coat. Oh, it's Saturday night, I guess that makes it alright. Got an obese 20 sack, fully packed, it's so tight that it's busting out the scene. Yes, sir, I'm set. Oh, but let me back the 380 before I jet. Hops off in the lack with big gift, you got a light booty. Communication device done when I'm twice. Should I answer the call? Yes, we macking them all. We met them off in the mall. Recall players ball. Well, it's players ball too, so I guess I call you later on. And then your whole crew can fall through. Now later on done got here. I take some peek, now let me see what do we got here. Draws, falling down like niggas in they drive-by. I got up in them holes and I told her bye-bye. About 2 weeks later, she called me with some bullshit. Talking about her period length, guess what I did? Flip. The Pope and his folks got us under the scope, but for unknown reasons, cause we don't sell dope that you distribute, we don't contribute to your clandestine activity. My soliloquy may be hard for some to swallow, but so is Carl Liver Orr. You went behind my back like Ludo when he cut up all the ore. Two things I hate, lies and thieves, they make my blood boil, but we're constricted on my soul. I came into this world high as a bird. From secondhand cocaine powder, I know it sounds absurd. I never chewed it, but it's in my veins. While the rest of the country bunches off bridges without no snapback and bitches. They say they need that to shake their fannies in the ass club. They go the other route, turn each other out, burn each other out. Where a bonafide nigga like me can't even get no back rub these days. Ain't that bleak on they part? But let me hold it down, cause they shut you down when you speak from your heart. Now that's hard. While we ranting and raving about gas. Nigga, they made them gas. They got some shit that'll blow out our back from where they stay at.
Twice upon a time, there was a boy who died and lived happily ever after. But that's another chapter. Live from home of the brave with dirty dollars, beauty parlors, baby ballers, bowling ball and parlors, street scholars, majoring in culinary arts. You know how to work bread, cheese, and dough from scratch. But see, the catch is you can get caught. Know what you're selling, what you bought, so cut that big talk. Let's walk to the bridge, meet me halfway.
Now you may see some chillin' dead off in the pathway. It's them poor babies walking slowly to the candy lady. It's looking bad, need some hope like the words maybe. If, or probably, more than a hobby. When my turntables get wobbly, they don't fall. I'm sorry, y'all, I often drift. I'm talking gifts, so when it comes, you never look the horse inside his grill. Of course, you know I feel like the bearer of bad news. Don't want to be it, but it's needed, so what have you? Now question, is Zebrin dreads for the cause? Zebrin gold is for the fall? No, so don't get caught up in appearance. It's Outkast, Aquemini, another black experience.
I hope that you're the one. If not, you are the prototype. We'll tiptoe to the sun and do things I know you like. I think I'm in love again. I'm in love again. Today must be my lucky day, baby. You are the prototype. Do something out of the ordinary. Like catch a matinee, baby. You